Say, everybody, welcome to the Second Look Podcast. It's Derek and Nick. Yep, there we go. That's the intro right there. We'll cut it, chop it, however we need to. That is the intro. All right, first thing we're going to do, we're going to start off talking about NFC East. Start with America's team. The Dallas Cowboys. All right. How good do you think they'll be this year?
And I don't see why they wouldn't be good. It's not like they lost much. Well, I guess they did lose kind of a lot. They all went to the fucking Commanders too.
They did. They had a lot. 1, 2, 3.
Fowler, Armstrong. Who else? I think that's it, actually. Never mind.
That's it. Yeah, so just two. I'm counting wrong. All right. Let's go through the schedule. You say win, loss, and
the loss to an Colorado. That's going to be big.
Yeah, who do they have? They have whatchamacallit again.
Find Zeke, dude. He's going to eat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
However, 33-year-old fat ass.
Yeah, he's not in the best. He's not Zeke from 2017. He's not going to be that good.
Dude, I saw something pop up on my YouTube algorithm. It was Ezekiel Elliott's Patriots highlights from last year, and it was a 16-minute video. Like, what are they showing? 3-yard runs?
Oh, what? 16 minutes? They're showing a bunch of replays. Like, I don't think he got
the whole fucking season.
That's his run from every game, every play.
It has to be. No way. Ezekiel Elliott has 16 minutes worth of fucking highlights on New England Patriots from last year.
That's nobody on the Patriots has 16 minutes worth of highlights. Not last year, at least.
There's some lowlights. Probably 45 minutes worth of lowlights.
You can get some quarterback lowlights. You can get about 2 games worth.
All you got to do is play the fucking Patriots-Cowboys game, and it'll be fucking forever. That was ugly. Did Mac Jones get benched that game?
Yeah, for what the hell is that dude's name? Bailey Zappe. For who?
Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, Zappy.
The week before that, I traded Mac Jones to my buddy in another fantasy league that I was in last year, and I got DeAndre Swift and Pat Mahomes.
For Mac?
I traded T. Higgins, Mac Jones, Jerick McKinnon, and some other scrub, and got Mahomes and Swift.
Oh, you're just lucky.
Well, he was at NTC, so I kind of convinced him to do it.
Oh.
Like, dude, Mac Jones had 2 really good games. He's going to be great. Mahomes not looking so good. He lost to the Lions. He's like, oh, dude, really?
What? Oh, he just wasn't paying attention at all.
No. I got him pretty good. I fleeced him pretty good. Not that Mahomes was really that good last year, but.
Dang, better than Mac Jones, so.
Yeah. Not wrong.
All right, let's go through this thing real quick. Schedule. Cowboy schedule. Browns. Are you going to keep track of these or do you want me to write them down?
I can keep track. Let me open up the notebook here.
All right. Move my camera a little bit. There we go. That's a lot better. All right. Browns. What do you think? Win, loss?
Derek. Week. What do you got? What do you think?
Week 1, Browns.
That Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. 3:00 game.
Hell.
I'm going to say loss. First game of the season.
Yeah, let's go. Love it.
I'm going loss. Okay. I'm trying to be not being biased here. I'm going to say Cowboys.
Give me the W.
Win. I'll say they win that game.
Yeah, give me the W against the Saints. No offense.
Yeah, I'm saying Cowboys win too. So right now they're 1-0.
Week 3 versus Baltimore at home.
They lose that game.
Yeah, I agree. 1-3 so far.
Giants,
give me a W.
They lose.
Really?
Yes.
They're going to lose at the Meadowlands.
Yep.
Who's tearing their ACL?
Who is? Ezekiel, because he's fucking 45.
That's fair.
Connor Beebe's going to be hurt before week 4 anyway.
Who?
BB. Or Cooper BB, my bad. Not Connor. They're rookie. He's really good, by the way. Been looking him up. He's pretty good. Week five, Steelers, they win that game.
They win J.J. Watt – or not J.J., T.J. Watt versus Micah Parsons.
Yep, Sunday night game. Yeah, they win that.
They're gonna lose. Justin Fields game winning punt return.
Oh, what?
It's gonna be the Justin Fields returning kick this year. Book it. Even though he had a pretty deep ball today at training camp.
All right, next game.
Give me a win against the Steelers. Oh, that was stupid of me.
All right, Lions.
Give me the L.
Yeah, take the L. What are they now for me?
So going into the bye week, you have them at 2 wins and 4 losses.
Jesus, okay. And I got one. Okay, I'm looking at the schedule. They'll be fine.
And then I got 3-3 going into the bye week since I switched on the Steelers.
2-4. Something's not. Nah, they're going to be better than that by the bye week. Hold on.
I don't know. Cleveland's good. Baltimore's good.
Detroit's actually good. give them the W. Okay, I have them beating who? The Saints.
Saints and
Steelers.
Yeah.
Give them the dub against. No, actually no. Give them the dub against Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, make 3-3 going into the bye week.
Okay. So we both got them 3-3 since you flip flopped.
Yeah. All right. San Fran L. That's big probably the hardest. It's at San Fran for a Sunday night game. Yeah, they're losing that. Falcons dub. You think?
It's Kirk Cousins, man. You know how much I love my boy Kirk.
Kirk will probably tear his ACL again by the time this comes back up.
He tore his Achilles last year, not his ACL.
Well, tear his ACL this year, so he's old.
I don't know. No Arthur Smith, so you can't hold back Bijan Robinson.
Hey, I'm just trust me. I mean, it's up to you what you want to do, but.
Nah, give me the W. You're right. It'll be close. They're gonna win by 3 against Atlanta.
By 3? Oh, game winning field goal?
No, they hold them on a 2-minute drive, 2-minute warning drive. Two minute drill for the defense.
Okay. Next game is Philly
at home.
At home, they win that. They win that.
You're gonna win at home. Next versus Houston at home.
I'll give them the win for that. As much as I don't want to, I think they do. It's a Monday night game.
Monday night game. Give me the L. Oof. CJ Stroud, baby. Throwing the Michigan Connect with Holland. As I wear my Michigan hat. Week 12 at Washington.
Oh, they lose. Jaden Daniels goes off for 400 yards.
Give me the W. Michael Parsons is going to eat Jaden Daniels alive.
Okay.
Week 13 versus New York at home.
They win. They split that 1-1. They win.
Give me the W. Clean sweep. First week 14, Cincinnati.
Okay, this is a tough one because Joe Burrow's probably going to be hurt again by the time this happens. So if Joe Burrow plays, I'll give them the dub or give them the L. But if he doesn't play,
Joe Burrow's still playing on December 9th. Have you seen the videos of training camp in the offensive line?
Bad. About as bad as 2 years ago or 3 years ago now.
Joe Burrow looks like me when we were playing intramural football in fucking
Greece. Oh, Jesus. Okay, give him a dub. I'll give him Cowboys win by 10 plus then.
First of all, I was good in Korea. Let's the rest of the team sucked. We had D1 Smith out there, you know? So you're giving a win against Cincy?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so too.
They beat the Panthers. They beat the Bucks. I say they went out. Actually,
there's Carolina. These games. I got to win against Carolina as well. 16 versus Tampa Bay. Ooh, that's tough.
That's the hardest game on the schedule. I'm going to say they went out, though. I don't even know what their record's going to be.
What do you mean? Week 17, they play Philadelphia in Philadelphia. How is that tough? How is that not tougher than Tampa Bay?
I'm saying they're going to win out. Trust me on this.
I'm not trusting you.
No, wait. No, you're right. They lose. Yeah, they lose again. They split the Philly games 1-1.
Give me that. You got the W against Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
I'll take the W, but I think it'll be close. Tampa Bay is so under.
They're one of those teams, like, if they made the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised. But if they missed the playoffs, I also wouldn't be surprised.
You've been losing to Philadelphia, Philly?
Yes.
You had them winning week 10 at home against Philly.
I know. I don't think Philly's going to be that good this year. I give them the dub.
So you got them sweeping the Eagles then?
Yes. Should be 5-3 in the division once they win against the Commanders that last week.
Give me the L at Philly. Philly's not for playing. Cool, Washington TBD. They haven't announced if it's
Saturday or Sunday yet. Wait, what?
Yeah, you're right. Sunday, January 5th. Yeah, it would be. Well, no, they have the day announced. They don't have the time announced.
Yeah, the time is missing.
Washington.
They're at home too.
Do you want to ride the Washington train again this year?
Don't do it. I think you jinxed them last year.
Said L at home. You said L versus Washington or W versus Washington?
No, W versus Washington.
Yeah, I'll take the clean sweep versus Washington. All right. Week 4 is the conference game. Week 10. Week 12. Week 13. 17 and
18. Yep.
All right. So in the division, you have the 0-1. 1-1, 1-2, 2-2.
Should be 5-3 or 4-3.
3-2, 4-2, because there's 3 games you play them twice. That's 6 games, Derek.
Yeah, I, for some reason I was counting 8, but I was thinking of all the teams.
Louisiana Education at its finest.
Hey, we're not the worst. That's all that matters.
No, New Mexico is. I have them 4-2 in division as well.
That's a. I think they win the division with that, by the way.
Division winner.
It's going to be the first time in a long time. Did they win it last year or was it Philly? They won it last year, right?
They won it last year, yeah.
I think it's the first time in a long time that a team repeats as division champs.
3-3, like 5, forever. Losses 5, 6, 7, 7-4, 7-5. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 5 is what you have them overall.
13 and 5? Yeah, that sounds about right.
There's no way I did that right. It's got to be 12 and 5. You can't play 18.
Okay, 18. I didn't even think about the math. I just thought about wins and losses.
Yeah.
That's that it's Chicago education you got going on there.
It's Catholic school is what it is, baby.
Teach religion, not math, right?
Taught me how to sleep. All right. 3-4. 4, 5, 5-4, 5-5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10-5, 10-6, 11-6 is what I got them at.
11-6, and I got them at 12-5.
Yep.
Okay.
Those were 17, right? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the division winner, man. I don't think I buy that.
You don't think so?
I think I still got Philly.
Okay. I am. We're gonna have completely different Philly schedule. I just want to let you know that I am not high on Philly this year. Like, I don't 10 know. Game 10 game ceiling, like, that's about where I see Philly.
What do you mean, dude? They added Saquon. Philly added Saquon, Bryce Huff, really good defensive end from the New York Jets.
Okay, and they also lost Hassan Reddick. So
just saying. They had Devontae Parker. Well, didn't he just retire?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's also add Jarvis Landry, too, while we're at it.
I made this list before, like, 2 days before Devontae Parker retired. All right, cut me some slack. They got C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the secondary as well, and they drafted.
He's been there. He's also getting a little old, but okay.
They drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, their first two picks.
That's fine. Cooper will be moved to safety by week 4. Just throwing it out there.
The light
boy he has a melanin issue.
Respect for light boy from Iowa.
We're doing Philly next.
I thought we were doing Commanders next. That's alphabetical order.
Oh, I did. I said that. All right.
You did say that. Yes. Check the recording, Chief.
Well, how are we doing? Dallas, Washington. Oh, you don't like Cowboys? Oh, okay. I guess Mountaineers. I was going by the city, not the.
I mean, that's probably how it usually goes, but you know.
Commanders. All right, that works.
You know I'm weird, so. All right,
let me
Google search.
All right, here we go.
More NFL teams. Look at that. ESPN had it nice and quick for me.
The schedules?
They don't have a week bye week until, what was that, say 14?
Yep, 14.
All right. I'm trying to number it so it's easier for me to keep track. 14's the bye, you said?
Yep.
18, all right.
All right, here we go.
What do you got? Week one against Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay lose by a lot.
You don't believe in your boy Jane Daniels week one?
Not week one. No, I don't believe in that defense. They had like a bottom five defense. Like they went from top 10 defense to like a bottom five defense.
Look at all the defensive players added. Old ass Bobby Wagner. He might be slow, but he can still hit people.
Yeah, keep going. I'm listening.
Dante Fowler Jr.
He's,
he's not the best, but he's decent.
Okay.
Armstrong up the middle. That's a good add.
That's more of a depth piece, but okay.
You're not giving $45 million to a depth piece.
Yes. I'm just any other team.
Jerzon Newton? Am I saying that right? I don't even know. The kid they drafted from Illinois, the defensive tackle.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's not like the Big Ten, but
he'll be decent.
He's good. I'm sure one of these other guys is a defensive player. I think it's Jeremy Reed. I should have put positions on a spreadsheet, but, you know.
Let me see. I'll tell you.
I'm kind of stupid, so.
Let's go Commanders. Let's see.
Dude, I might talk myself into the Commanders again this year.
Don't do it. I think they we'll go through the schedule. You'll see. Damn, they had a lot of picks. Holy shit.
Dude, their most expensive ticket this year, the most expensive tickets as low as this year on ESPN, it says week 11, $122 for Philly.
That's the most expensive?
It's the least expensive, like get in the door.
That's not bad.
If you look at the ESPN,
ticket price thing?
Schedule, it goes week, date, opponent, time, TV, tickets. And it gives you the lowest price. Week four versus Arizona, tickets as low as $25.
Hey, that's all you need. Also, I'm going to – well, this has nothing to do with NFL, but I will be at the LSU-USC game coming up here on September 1st. Just saying. It's going to be in Vegas.
What, so you could watch nobody tackle?
Hey, well, no, our defense will be a lot better.
So you could watch nobody tackle? God, what a boring-ass football game. Just saying. Sorry about it.
By the way, so you got Jerzon Newton, that DT from Illinois.
Yeah, he's good.
I
was asking about Jeremy Reed.
I have all the draft picks like pulled up on this side, like in the spreadsheet.
Oh wow, I can't.
Mike Sansil from from your school.
He's good. Yeah, I didn't put anybody past round two.
Oh, okay. Jordan McGee from Temple. I actually heard of him. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I've heard his name, even though he was like a fifth-round pick, or probably fifth or sixth round. And then some edge from Notre Dame.
No, so he sucks then, because fuck Notre Dame. Don't want to be in a real conference. Bunch of bombs. Bunch of bums. Keep forgetting that they traded Sam to the CL. Sam Howell's not even gonna start.
Dude just hit me up like, hey, you gonna play with us? I'm like, yeah, when I'm done filming this podcast. He's like, I was gonna do one. It's called, what's he called it? My experience and challenges of my time in adult entertainment. Oh man, my camera.
Move back to LA and you've already got porn star friends.
Definitely not. I wouldn't call it that. But my camera really just, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did. That's why I said that when you clicked on the spreadsheet.
I don't know why it cut off. It's weird. There we go.
All right, week two. First and New York Football Giants at home in Washington, D.C.
Well, They win that.
You got a W there? I got a W there as well. It's going to be a good old-fashioned shootout.
Yeah, that's going to be a 30-40-point game with each side.
Week three at Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. What a fucking terrible game.
That's a horrible game. Cincinnati wins.
You're going to give them – you're going to say give them an L?
Yeah, give them an L. Both, Joe Burrow will still be playing, so they take the L.
You know what? Give me the W. Give me the heater. Give me the upset.
Oh, God. Okay.
Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin.
You know what? The last two LSU Heisman winners going against each other. I'm going to take Jaden Daniels.
Give me Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin.
Joe Burrow, my bad.
He's going to have a DJ Moore game like he had against the Commanders last year.
Oh. Okay.
Week four against Arizona. Give me a W.
What is this? W. They beat Arizona. They beat Cleveland the week after that.
Beating Cleveland, but not Cincinnati.
Trust me here. No, I had them. Yeah, they beat Cleveland. Just trust me here.
I'm giving them an L against Cleveland. Miles Garrett is like 7 seconds.
Deshaun Jackson will be hurt. Or Deshaun Jackson. Wow, Deshaun Watson will be hurt.
So
I was watching the podcast earlier. Joe Flacco's will croak before this game's over with.
I don't even know if Joe Flacco's still on the Browns, honestly.
But
week six at Baltimore. Give me that.
Take the L. A big fat one. Lamar goes off for like 500 yards.
Carolina.
They beat Carolina.
Yeah. Fuck Bryce Young. That guy sucks. Did you see the dude showing up to training camp?
It looks like a little kid.
Looks like a dude.
He's so tiny. And the crazy part is he's like my size.
Yeah, week eight for Chicago at home.
They lose.
I got them listening.
I think Chicago's going to be a 10-win team this year.
Oh, Bears.
Giants. I had them winning the first one, right?
Yeah, so did I.
They lose this one.
This one's
in New York? Yeah, they lose.
At New York.
They lose.
You really think Daniel Jones is going to be playing week nine?
Yep. And Malik Nabers will be leading rookie of the year race.
Malik Nabers dropped a fucking dot today from Daniel Jones. At least that's what the Twitter machine told me. So you got him winning.
Yep. Jamar Chase dropped a lot of passes in the preseason. I'm just saying. Look at him now. Steelers.
I'm still trying to debate if I want to give the Commanders a win here.
At the Giants?
Oh, you have the Commanders losing this game, right?
I have them losing, yeah.
I don't know. Giants got Brian Burns, but they lost McKinney. Give me the Commanders W. Are you giving the clean sweep over the New York Football Giants? Oof. Pittsburgh's gonna be an L. You got them losing to Pittsburgh too.
Yeah, he lost to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh also gonna be a sleeper team this year.
Pittsburgh not a sleeper team. They haven't had a losing season the entire time.
Rephrase it. A really good team that people are not going to expect to be that good. Like 12-plus wins. Yeah, sleeper good team.
At Philadelphia, give me the L.
They lose Philly.
Home for that.
They beat the Cowboys.
I think.
Oh, wait. What did that happen before? That's the
– Week 12, you did have the Cowboys losing that game.
Hey, there we go.
I had an L there for Commanders. Then December 1st against Tennessee.
They win. Tennessee will be probably number one team or number one draft pick for Tennessee next year.
Give me the L.
Like they have nothing going for them in Tennessee.
Tennessee signed a lot of people.
That's fine. I mean, so did fucking
Tennessee's not going to be that bad this year.
Max 4 wins, but that we'll say that for another day.
Tennessee's not going to be that bad this year. Unless they're going to be great, but they're not going to be bad.
Okay, we'll see.
Bye week. I have 1, 2, 3. I got 5 wins going into bye week, and you have
probably 4.
You have 5. You have 6.
I have six going into the bye. That's about right. I said 7 wins, so yeah, that's about right. Where I'm going in with this.
All right, after the bye week in New Orleans,
they lose.
Jaden Daniels returning to Louisiana.
And he loses. The Saints, yeah, they lose.
Yeah.
Just saying. Derek Carr will be benched probably by this point. But yeah, whoever comes in there for fucking Taysom Hill comes in there and throws for 250 yards.
Next game versus Philadelphia.
They lose.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty easy L. That one's at home, too. Atlanta. Yeah.
They beat Atlanta and then lose to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You think they lose both of those games?
I think they split them.
Oh, that's pretty much what I got. Wait, split which way, though? Oh, wait, no, you had them already losing the last game, so they beat Atlanta. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So you got
10 and 7, or 7 and 10.
4. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 and 10.
Yep. What's the division record?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 6 and 11.
What's this division? What do I have for division record?
Oh, just tell me the
weeks.
Yeah.
Week 2.
Okay.
God damn. Week 8. Oh, wait. No, week 9. It's 2, 9, 11.
2, 9, 11.
12.
12. 18 for sure.
And 16.
And 16. All right. 0 and 2. 1 and 2. 1 and 3. 1 and 4. 1 and 5. No, I'm doing that wrong. You have two wins in the division, so 2 and 4.
That sounds about right.
And I have
probably one.
Two and four as well.
Okay. That's about right. 7 and 10, 2 and 4 in division. That's what it should be.
Yeah. Last
place. That's a good year for you. Or for you, maybe. They'll be tied with Philly.
At least I didn't pick them to win 12 games again this year.
Yeah, like last year. Yeah. We can delete that from YouTube, but it's on YouTube.
Are you able to? Why not? No,
it's still up.
Why not? Why not? I have no shame. Sam Howell wasn't that bad. I got that part right. Like, Sam Howell was not that bad, was he?
He wasn't. No, he was not. But I'm not passing. If I'm the commander, they did it right. I'm not passing up on Jaden Daniels to keep Sam Howell. Like, no. I mean, I know some people in Washington and Oregon that probably would have passed him up because they really don't like him.
First. Sam Howell or Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
I think Jaden Daniels.
You know, the Bo Nix and the Michael Penix fans. He stole their Heisman.
I don't know how Michael Penix went 8 overall, but that's a different conversation for a different day.
I don't know how he went to Atlanta, but yeah.
The team we're doing next, Eagles, Giants?
Eagles.
Eagles, all right.
All right, here we go. Got to move my camera a little bit.
Eagles.
There. All right. How about what the fuck?
Down.
Okay, great. It's on, boy. All right. Oof. See, look at this, dude. They're not going to be that good.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, we'll see.
When's their bye? Week 5?
Week 5, yeah.
All right. I don't know. I think. Week 1, easy W.
What?
Easy W week 1 versus Green Bay.
Week 1, the Eagles.
Yeah, they're playing Green Bay week 1.
They play. Oh, wait, that's preseason. I was like, what the? Are they playing in Brazil? Is that what flag that is?
They are playing in Brazil, yeah.
They lose.
In the preseason?
Week 1 was. No, that's week 1 of the season. And then they come back in a Monday night football game. That's good. They need extra day, I guess.
Why? It's in the same time zone.
Yeah, but it's still traveling.
Who cares? It's no different than flying to fucking Seattle.
They lose.
You got them losing week 1?
Yes, to Green Bay.
I hate you.
I have Green Bay like top 3 NFC team, by the way. So, yeah. Falcons, they beat the Falcons.
Yeah, I got a W against the Falcons, too.
They lose to the Saints.
Get the fuck out of here. Give me a W. 3-0.
They lose to the Bucks. Hey, look.
Give me a W. Actually, no, they lost to them last year in the playoffs, didn't they?
They did.
I don't know.
It was a I won't say close game, but it was a good game.
It wasn't the same, didn't it? What's his face?
It was like they were outplayed.
Shaq Barrett retired, didn't he? Was Shaq Barrett on the Bucks?
Shaq Barrett, yeah.
Was he? He was a Buck, right?
He was a Buck last year, yeah.
Yeah, give me the fucking W for the Eagles.
L.
4-0 going in the bye week. Let's go, dude.
I have them, what, 1-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Okay. All right, here we go.
That's three so far at NFC teams.
Browns, W.
I'll take it. I'll take it. You give them a W?
Yeah. I think they beat the Browns.
Right. Chubb's back. Give me the
– yeah.
That's one. Give me the L. 4-1.
All right. Giants.
W.
In
New York? We haven't done Giants yet, so yeah. Yeah, in New York, yeah. Give me a W.
Yeah, they get the W.
The Giants aren't good.
They beat the Bengals. I give them the W for the Bengals. Yeah, W for the Jags.
Well, Jags?
W.
What did the Jags lose?
Who did they lose?
Then?
ETN. Oh, not, I mean, not, oh, not ETN. I'm thinking Eckler in my head because he went to the fucking Commanders.
I lost Ridley.
Yeah, they also drafted that receiver from, God damn it, what's his name? I don't want to look it up. But, yes, they drafted a receiver. And they signed somebody. Then they signed one of the Detroit guys.
Yeah, give me a W. Because I have them with the letdown next week against Big D.
Let's see. Oh, Gabe Davis. That's who they signed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you had them losing this week as well.
Okay.
Week 10.
That's fine. They should.
Week 11. We both had them winning as well.
They had them winning or losing? Winning?
We had them both winning, yeah, because they played
against Thursday night at home, they win that. Sunday night against the Rams. Oof.
Well, that's Matthew Stafford. Give me the fucking W.
Yeah, I'll give him the dub. High scoring game, I think. But give him the dub.
I love Matthew Stafford, but he's old.
Ravens week 13, L. That's late season Lamar? Undefeated. I won't say not really undefeated, but you know what I mean.
Undefeated, huh?
Yeah. Not playoffs, just late season. It's two different people. Two different people.
Let me look at the rest of the schedule.
Carolina, W.
Hold on.
Damn. 4 of the last 5 games are home games. Holy shit.
All right. So I have 2 guaranteed wins. Week 16 and 17, because we already predicted those. Yeah, Baltimore will be a letdown, I think, given their third loss of the season.
I think they finish the season 4-5. The only game they lose.
Easy W against Carolina.
Yeah, easy W against Carolina. They beat the Steelers.
Steelers.
As long as you don't play the Steelers in week 18, you're pretty much good. You still have a chance. Steelers in week 18 are fucking amazing.
You got them winning. We both got them winning against Washington. Then you got them losing to Dallas week 17. I got them winning.
Okay. And then they sweep the Giants.
Yeah, W against the Giants.
Yeah. Right.
So 18, 17 are division games. What else? 16 is a division game. 11 is a division game.
10.
10.
7.
7 and what, 2?
That's it. Brown Saints. That's it.
You're right. All right. You got them 1, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-2 in the division.
Yeah. Damn Giants.
I got them 5-1.
What's the overall record? What do I have?
Give me a second. Jesus Christ. So impatient.
I know they're probably like a 8-9 win, I'm guessing, team.
You have them being the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't read my W. Sorry.
So it's a letter.
You got them 11-6.
One game behind Dallas or two games?
One game behind Dallas with a better divisional record. Mm-hmm. Or same division record.
One game behind Dallas. So they still make the playoffs? Yeah, I can live with that.
I have them 14-3.
Jesus, they're not going 14. There's no way. There's no way in hell they're going 14-3.
Yeah, probably not.
Wait. Week against the Browns, win or loss for me? What do I have?
Browns, you got them winning.
Okay. They lose that game.
I have them losing.
Yeah, they lose that game for me. I just thought about it. They lost probably the best. They lost the best center of all time. And they're playing against Nick Chubb. They're going 10-7.
They're not going 10-7.
All right. 10-7.
Bad take. So it's my 14-3.
Yeah. They'll probably be somewhere in the middle, but it works.
They're not going 10-7. What's the last team? Giants?
Yep. Giants.
10-7.
Jesus, dude. Yeah. Now, these should be. The Giants are probably going to be the worst team in the division. Probably like 5 wins, but still, they'll be fine. All their division games are pretty much done. We already have them picked out, so.
Yeah, we do. When's the bye week? 11. 10, bye, 12. All right, what's week one?
Vikings.
L. L to Matt Barkley.
L. To Matt Barkley, he's starting week one?
Yeah, they're not starting JJ yet. Well, I mean, they might start JJ, but as of right now, it's like up in the air who's starting. So I'm going with Matt Barkley because he's making $7 million this year or whatever the fuck he's making. And I don't think JJ McCarthy's ready for the NFL.
Okay, I'll give him. I don't. They're like the same. I won't say the same team. They're like the same level of team, I think.
Yeah, give me the L.
That's a hard one to pick.
Give me the L because Brian Flores is the defense coordinator for Minnesota.
Who you said, Brian Flores?
He's the DC of fucking Minnesota.
Good. It's a good one.
It's like one of the best.
Give him the L. Yeah, because Miami actually had a decent defense when he was there. Or actually a really good defense.
Watch the L's.
L's for? Yeah. Okay. Who's that, the Browns?
Yep.
Cleveland. It has, I'm looking at the schedule and it just had a helmet, so I'm trying to see.
L.
Okay.
At Giants.
What do we have? I have them. I'm pretty sure losing. I don't think I had Dallas losing a conference home game.
You had them losing this game, Dallas. Yeah.
I had Dallas losing this game?
Yeah.
Oh, so Jesus.
You have New York Football Giants.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. This is in Midland. Yeah. That sounds about right.
I had them.
Seahawks, L.
I don't know. This is a classic Seattle letdown game.
Think so? I don't think so.
3 p.m. on CBS in New York?
No, it's in
Seattle. This is a classic Seattle letdown game.
Hey, well, I'm going.
Give me the W. I like Seattle, but this is a classic Seattle letdown game.
L for me. Yeah, Cincinnati?
L.
Philly? What do I have for them?
What is this, week 7?
Week 7, home game.
We both had an L.
All right, sounds about right.
God, the Giants are so bad.
Steelers, L.
Give me the
not title. Even thinking twice. It's a Monday Night Football game in Pittsburgh. It's an L.
Yeah, you're right. That's an L. Washington, what's that? Week 9?
Week 9.
You had the Giants winning that.
I'll take it. Okay.
I had the Giants losing.
Week 10 in Germany. That is a horrible game.
Give me the W.
Giants and Panthers in Germany sounds horrible.
I'm taking a W
too. But still, I'm not. That's a game I won't watch.
Good. I got the Giants 2-8 going into the bye week.
What do I have them at? Probably about the same. 3-7 Okay, that works. Also, looking at this, the only game they win from after the bye week is against the Colts. And that's a toss-up.
Sheesh.
Just throwing it out there.
I mean, you don't believe in Brian Burns, Devin Singletary, Malik Nabers, Drew Lock, Joe Runyon?
Oh, I believe in that. I believe in the quarterback-wide receiver combo. I believe in Danny Dimes because he's not bad. He just has to stay on 2 feet. But like I do not believe in the rest of that team.
4-7 Tampa Bay? L.
You can pick what you want. I already said my piece about every other game on the schedule. All L's except the Colts game.
Dallas?
Actually, you know what?
Why don't you have this being a fucking W for them?
That's Thanksgiving. Yeah, Dallas wins that.
Yeah, that's an L. We have both of them. An L. New Orleans, you think they lose?
Yep.
Give me a W. No,
it's crazy. I'm going to switch this up. They lose to New Orleans, right? But they win against Baltimore.
I think that's the New Orleans letdown game. Coming up to New York, yeah.
In New York. Yeah, actually, let's do that. I'll give them the dub.
I think that's a New Orleans letdown game, unfortunately.
Yeah, we got Thanksgiving. Yeah, there's some food down in Louisiana, so we'll go with that. It'll be a little chunky.
Week 15 versus Baltimore, L.
L. Yeah, I'll switch that back to an L.
Atlanta?
L. Also, I'm picking Atlanta to win our division this year, so yeah.
Give me a W.
If not,
give me a letdown.
They're going to be last week, win the game, win the division type stuff.
Give me an Atlanta letdown in the final.
Atlanta?
Give me the L. I think I have, because they're playing Atlanta plays like all of these teams the final 4 weeks of the season.
Atlanta and the Saints play pretty much, actually, the NFC South pretty much all play the.
You got them beating Indy?
Yes, at home.
Yeah, Indy's not going to perform in New York.
And then I think we both had the L for the last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
All right. So 18, 13 are division games. 9 is division game. 7.
4.
Right. 4.
And 2.
That's and 2. I have them 0-6 in the division.
Jesus. 0-6? Yeah. I have them winning 1, huh? I think.
Yeah, you have them winning 1.
Week 4?
Yeah, against Dallas.
Yeah. There we go.
You got them 5-12
overall. That's, told you, worst team in the division right there.
I got them 4-13 overall.
Not too much difference. Only game difference is week 4, right?
Yeah. Week 4. Week 9 is different. Actually, no. You have them 2-4 in the division. Sorry.
Week 9. Who's that? Oh, against the Commanders?
Yeah. Yeah, you had the Commanders losing that game. So you have them 2-4 in the division, and I have them 0-6.
Okay, that's fine. I can live with that.
I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. 7. Yep. All right. Good to go. Good to go. Week 2. Yep. Week 9. Yep. Giants not looking good division wise. Me.
Yep.
Dallas week 4. Yep. I got that as a L. Week 13. Yep, I have them 0-6 in the division upon further inspection of all the other team projections.
I just realized something.
So you're stupid?
No. You were completely wrong, by the way. About we were what? Definitely doing NFC North first.
Whatever, dude. You told me to do the NFC East. That's what I did.
I'm looking at like all this stuff like I put on Notion, like, and everything says NFC North.
Look, man, this is what you told me to do 2 weeks ago. So that's what I did.
All right.
And here we are.
All right.
What do you want from me?
Where you at? No, I was like looking at. I was like, wait, why does it say Bears Vikings? Like, oh. But yeah.
Amazing you put that in there because I have no idea how that fucking AI thing that you sent me an invite to. All right.
It works. All right.
For you, maybe. I don't know how to work that shit.
I use it for work. So. On my phone. Work, and I used to use it for school. So I got used to it.
Stop lying.
I do. I definitely use it for work. And I used to use it for school.
Don't keep it to school. Come on, dude.
Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, I served with you for 2 years. Come on. 2.5 years.
Yeah. And I was in school for like a year and a half of it.
Derek, do you not remember our time at the Goat House?
Yes.
Nobody was believing that you and I even sniffed college. Nobody was believing.
Me and Hutch went to the same school.
You okay?
When I was a training NCO, me and Hutch went to the same school.
Oh, Hutch. I wonder how she's doing.
No, not that Hutch. The male Hutch.
Oh.
Or I'll clip that up for later. Post that on Facebook or something.
I wonder how he's...
He's probably got a master's or something like that. I don't fucking know.
He's probably got like 7 doctorates by now.
Yeah. He's doing his thing.
That guy was an animal. Dude, he ate the same thing for dinner every day in Korea.
He ate what?
He ate the same thing every day for dinner in Korea. He'd go to the Katusa snack bar after work and get yum yum chicken with the secret sauce or whatever they had.
Hey, if it works for him, it worked for him.
He was in the dark getting ready to go drink because, you know,
he's
really rough. 2:30
coming back from the gym. He's just
back from his fifth time at the fucking gym. Walking down some yum yum chicken.
And he got out. That was just a crazy part. I thought he would have like stayed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
He's like, yeah. He came to drink with me one time.
It's like he didn't really drink that much though.
So. Oh, you Christ. Me and Milligan were hammered and we just kept banging on his door. I'll come out and drink. I'll have one drink with you guys. Then I'm going back to playing Warzone. Deal.
Yeah. It's good times. Korea was fun.
Me and Winship almost got hit by a bus that night. Yeah, because we had the drink with Hutch. Milliken went upstairs to play Warzone with him. Then me and Winship came over to the Goat House. That was the night I started throwing charcoal at your door.
Oh, yeah. When I was in there, I think I was asleep, actually.
Probably. I don't know. Me and Winship.
Y'all woke me up.
Annihilated.
Yeah.
There was a bike tied up, like locked by the tree at the smoke pit in front of the motor pool. We tried to take it so I could ride on the handlebars while he pedaled us back to our barracks. And instead, we ended up walking back. It was still before 12:30, so buses still ran. And I'm like bouncing back and forth between the curbs right there in front of the soccer field and the LT barracks.
Yeah. Just.
And then a bus comes and I almost get smoked by it and I throw my fucking
Oh, Korea was fun. It's a good time. The good times.
Yeah, it was. All right. Bold prediction for the NFC East. Go.
Bold prediction? Let me think about this. Micah Parsons wins DPOY.
Ooh. I don't know if that's bold, but okay.
That's my prediction.
DPOY.
And the rookie of the year comes out of this division.
Who? I don't say Jaden Daniels because it's not going to be him.
7 and 10.
It's going to be a rookie on a winning team.
I'm say it's not going to be. I say Malik Nabers. he's a wide receiver, so you can't really count the wins against him, you know. But he's going to go. Oh no, you know what? I won't say rookie of the year, but I'll say he gets 1,100 yards, 10 plus touchdowns.
Ooh.
That's a little bit bolder than my other prediction.
Yeah, it is.
We'll go with that.
All right. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
Give me Saquon to have 2,000 scrimmage yards this year.
Okay. I was going to say, whoa, hold on. Okay. That's 2,000.
That's pretty bold.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
It's gonna be used and abused.
Okay. Saquon with 2,000. That's a lot of scrimmage yards.
I think he's gonna get like 13.
If they go the way, if their record is how you predict it, then yeah, I can see that happening. But if they win 10 games, then no.
So 2,000 scrimmage yards, you can book it, buddy.
Yeah, just like the Washington defense, right?
That's a lot better than my 12 wins than Commanders last year. You know it.
Okay, okay. That's a who's okay? Question. I'm trying to think of who. No, never mind. There's no Heisman hopeful or not Heisman MVP hopeful. Actually, you know what? You know what? I got even bold. Yeah, Dak Prescott,
CeeDee Lamb,
MVP.
CeeDee Lamb's so good, dude.
Because they feed him the ball, man.
Because he's good.
I mean, yes. But it's because they feed him the ball so much. Like, it's kind of like.
Who's he going to throw the ball to?
Fuck, I don't fucking know. Like, Michael Gallup, is he still there? I don't know.
He retired like a couple days ago.
He did? Oh, well.
Who's the. They got Jay Ferguson. Tight end.
Tight end? No. No.
I mean,
they can throw it to him, but yes, but he's not.
Tight ends. They got Luke Schoonmaker too, Michigan alum. Big white boy. You know how I am with the big white boys.
Next.
Brandon Cook still there? I think he is because he signed a multi-year deal last year, right? 2 years.
Yeah. He's kind of getting old, but he'll still produce. He'll get like 700. Yeah, he'll get 700 or 800 yards still. He's pretty consistent about that.
Four really good games last year. I know it's out of my fantasy. Oh. Saved me a couple times when I'm like, I don't have anybody else to start. I guess I got to start Brandon Cook. Hopefully he gets me like 8 points and he gets me like 20.
20.
He just goes off.
Yeah.
Made me feel really smart, you know? Let's see. Let's see what Brandon Cook did last year. He's only 30. Feels like he's so much older than
that. He was older. I think he's drafted him in 2014? Maybe 2014. Yeah. So he came out at 20?
21.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Let's see. Last year he had 54 grabs, 657 yards, which is he had 8 touchdowns.
That's good. That's for 54 grabs, 8 touchdowns? That's pretty good.
Seven of his grabs.
That's pretty good. I'll take that any day.
Brandon Cooks has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6,000 yard seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He had a year in Houston where he had 90 grabs.
The fuck?
90 grabs in 2020.
Just one of those silent, like consistently silent, but like really good receivers.
That's insane.
Okay. He came out of what? Oklahoma State?
Oregon State.
Oregon State? One of those freaking state schools.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
Is NOR New Orleans?
Yeah.
Played for New Orleans. NWE is New England, right? Yeah.
Yep.
The Rams, Houston, and Dallas. So he's played for 5 teams.
Unrelated. But did you know Trevor Ariza got traded 11 times?
Yes.